Would be pleasing. I would be overall.
That outstanding effort. You know, we backed up the performance on Saturday with an excellent win tonight against, you know, a top team. You know, you saw first half how they got into the groove and played their passing game, but we defended very well. We were organised and disciplined in it, and then we grew into the game. Second half, we took confidence from keeping a clean sheet first half, and the lads at half time said themselves that they felt they could play better, and I think in the second half they went and showed that.
Jordan Rhodes, he just doesn't stop scoring. He does score when he wants.
Let's hope so. He's appreciative of, you know, his teammates, and you know, it's a fantastic set play, first of the season, and we're delighted to have got it. Great throw, and Scott was done ever so well with the flick on, and when you see it drop into Jordan, you just hope he does ever so well, and fortunately for us, it went in the back of the net.
How much of the boost as a manager is it having, knowing Jordan's around?
Yeah. Well, I think when you've got the firepower that we've got in terms of Jordan, Bestie and Kingy, and we've got DJ still to come, and Ruben Rashina and David Dunn, and if we can stay in games and keep clean sheets, then we have the belief now to go and win games.
I mean, how important is Scott and Grant been? I mean, they just look so solid as a unit together.
They've been magnificent, and it gives you the platform to build from. It sounded like we're getting a bit boring in our press conferences because we talk about Jordan Rhodes and Grant and Scott, but you know, the other lads are doing an enormous amount of work for them as well, and it's a big team effort. And I think you saw tonight with the effect of the subs coming on and the impact they made. You know, I was delighted for Ben Marshall. He's worked tremendously hard last week, and you could see the effects of that tonight.
Has the formation helped Corey a bit? He's getting him forward as well, playing two in the middle and one up. He seems to be playing more box to box now.
Who's that, sorry?
Corey Evans.
We said all along Corey would get better with each game, and you're right, he can go from box to box. He's a good footballer as well, and he's competitive, which I think surprises a few people because they don't think he'd be so competitive. You know, he's the same size as Andy Bayes, and people that are that small sometimes you don't think they're going to be that competitive.
Good
player.
How's Scott now?
Yeah, he's just a little bit of fatigue, so we'll assess him in the morning. But, you know, Matt Kilgallen's been dying for a game, so, you know, he went on there and made us keep the clean sheet.
Do you run out of things to sort of say about Jordan Rhodes? Because obviously, as you say, everyone keeps, every press conference, it all sort of centres on him.
I don't get bored of talking about Jordan Rhodes. You know, he's a fantastic lad. He works tremendously hard. He's a great finisher. He knows where to go. He knows where the goals are. And, you know, rightly so, he deserves the plaudits because of his ability of finishing. But like I say, he knows how hard everybody works for him to provide him with those chances.
Gary, you said that you're going to learn more about your side after this game. And Wiggins, what have you learned about your side more tonight?
I think you've seen a spirit and a character from them, and a belief, like I say, that going into the game Watford were the top goal scorers in the league, so for us to keep a clean sheet against, like I say, a fantastic Watford team, has to give them confidence, has to give them the belief. They are a young group, and that will do no harm for them whatsoever.
Was there anything in particular that you did to nullify
Watford's
threat? Was there anything you particularly worked on?
We just worked on being very organised and very disciplined and being very competitive, and asking the players to give absolutely everything, and you can see that they did that. What's important now is that we've got to regroup and not let them get carried away, and get focused again for Wigan. You know, A week's a long time in the Championship.
Gary, you said you've got a very young team. Mm. It's a kind of rebuilding era, really, mm. after the, with all of the senior players have to go or left.
Yeah.
How far can they go?
Well, it's 10 games in, isn't it? We're well, they're working very hard for each other, and like I say, they're developing the spirit. And tonight they've shown a lot of character, and they've got some tough games coming up soon, and none more so than Wigan. And like I say, it's about them keep developing and keep learning.